It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. Douglas County and the Tri-County Health Department have postponed their divorce for a year. An agreement announced yesterday will keep Douglas County in the shared network until the end of next year. During that time, the county south of Denver will have greater control over health orders, but residents will still get core services through Tri-County. Douglas decided to leave the shared health department earlier this month in a dispute over face coverings in schools. A Denver-born painter is one of 25 newly announced MacArthur Fellows. Here's CPR Arts and Culture reporter Monica Castillo.
32-year-old painter Jordan Castillo specializes in large-scale portraits. She has made a name for herself through a series of exhibitions, including a solo show at the Denver Art Museum in 2019. Castillo joins other scholars, artists, scientists, and historians as this year's honorees. Each MacArthur Fellow receives a $625,000 prize to use in whatever way they choose. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Colorado Democratic Congressman Ed Perlmutter will be in the outfield this afternoon for the annual congressional baseball game. Even though the teams are Republican versus Democrats, Perlmutter says the game is a good chance to build relationships across party lines, especially in an institution as partisan as Congress.
You do see a lot of the clash and conflict, and there is plenty of that, and it's grown. But there is also a lot of friendship and collegiality. And the baseball game, the softball game, really do enhance that.
Perlmutter also coaches the women's congressional softball team, which will play journalists in October. President Biden has nominated Cole Finnegan to become Colorado's top federal prosecutor. Finnegan is a longtime Democratic ally and aide who works as a senior partner at a global law firm. He previously worked for Governor Roy Romer and as a city attorney in Denver. Finnegan will need to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. This is CPR News.